is NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Authorities say one person was killed and three others injured when violent thunderstorms tore through a state park in northwest Kansas. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says that storm blew through the Lake Wilson State Park area late Wednesday night, bringing high winds of up to 70 miles an hour. Those winds toppled multiple campers. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, where they found three people injured and one dead man. CBS News reports the body of 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area of Wilson Lake. It's believed he was killed in the storm, but an autopsy is scheduled. Those injured in the storm were taken to Russell Regional Hospital. Their conditions remain unknown. Kansas voters have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary. As Sam Zeff reports, residents have a few options on how to vote.
The deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting starts. Voters will have to apply for mail-in ballot, which you can do on county election sites or the Secretary of State's website. In a YouTube interview with the Kansas African American Affairs Commission, Secretary of State Scott Schwab urged people to use drop boxes.
Don't mail your ballot. Treat it like cash. You wouldn't mail cash. Put it in the drop box.
The primary is August 6th. I'm Sam Zeff.
A K-State scientist is using artificial intelligence to help bee researchers. We get more from reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Scientists don't know much about the vast majority of bee species. Fixing that is difficult because ecologists who gather bees in the field need help from taxonomists to identify them, and those specialists are in short supply. So, Professor Brian Spiesman at Kansas State University built the smartphone app Bee Machine. He and his collaborators are teaching it to distinguish really tricky-to-identify bees. This could speed international efforts to pin down trends in pollinator populations, and the public can contribute with the Bee Machine app by snapping photos of bees in local parks and gardens. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Southwest Kansas has been known for its lengthy droughts as of late, but one town broke a long-standing record for precipitation during the month of June.
Dodge City's record for precipitation in June goes back to 1899, before broadcast radio was invented. Back then, the record was just over 11 inches, but the National Weather Service says Dodge City received over 12 inches of rain last month, which has helped relieve a drought-stricken area where agriculture rules. Meteorologist Ray Burgert says Southwest Kansas was lucky to get unseasonably high rainfall amounts last month.
This definitely helps, and I think we will notice it as the new drought monitors come out, that this will relieve some of the stress.
That rain has helped Kansas wheat crops, but the National Weather Service is predicting that the rest of the summer will be back to hot and dry. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Royals 10-8 in Kansas City. The Royals take on the Rockies in Denver later tonight.
It's Morning Edition from
NPR.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for tuning in. 6:19 on this Friday morning. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. And then later this hour, we'll talk about the First Ladies of the United States. From Martha Washington to Dr. Jill Biden, the role of the nation's First Lady has changed dramatically over time. And yet, it's a political role that's often been overlooked. Well, there are two new books about the Office of First Lady, and they aim to change our understanding of the role. Dr. Diana Carlin is the author of Remember the First Ladies, The Legacies of America's History Making Women, and the co-author of U.S. First Ladies, Making History and Leaving Legacies. We'll talk more about this with Diana Carlin coming up at 6:45 this morning, as she visits with KPR's Kay McIntyre. So stay with us.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Sunny skies, a high of 83 expected today. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 88. It's 63 degrees at KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from...
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today on KPR. Laura Lorson will be here with your regional headlines, and she'll be keeping track of the weather for all of us. That's All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back.
Sunny skies, 63 degrees right now. It'll be sunny all day long. We'll have a high of 83 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and hot as well.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A severe storm left one person dead and three others injured at a state park in northwest Kansas. Authorities say violent storms tore through Lake Wilson late Wednesday night. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says high winds toppled multiple campers. CBS News reports that the body of 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area. It's believed he was killed in the storm, but an autopsy is scheduled. Those injured in the storm were taken to Russell Regional Hospital. Floodwaters filled up portions of the Kansas City Metro this week. The Kansas City Fire Department made at least 11 water rescues. KCTV reports that three people were swept into the water at a homeless camp located next to a tributary of the Blue River. Fire officials say numerous high water vehicle rescues also took place Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning. A K-State scientist is using intelligence to help bee researchers. We get more from Celia Yopis Jepson.
Scientists don't know much about the vast majority of bee species. Fixing that is difficult because ecologists who gather bees in the field need help from taxonomists to identify them, and those specialists are in short supply. So Professor Brian Spiesman at Kansas State University built the smartphone app Bee Machine. He and his collaborators are teaching it to distinguish really tricky-to-identify bees. This could speed international efforts to pin down trends in pollinator populations, and the public can contribute with the Bee Machine app by snapping photos of bees in local parks and gardens. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Voters in Kansas have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary, and residents have a few options for how to vote. The registration deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting begins. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot. The primary is August 6th, and of course, you can vote in person at the polls. In Major League Baseball, the Rays beat the Royals 10-8 in Kansas City. The Royals will be in Denver tonight to face the Rockies.
Support for NPR.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. On this Friday morning, July 5th, I'm Jay Schaefer. Coming up next, we'll take a look at First Ladies of the United States of America, including a couple regional First Ladies. We're talking Mamie Eisenhower, Bess Truman. Dr. Diana Carlin has not one but two books about First Ladies of the U.S., and KPR's Kay McIntyre recently spoke to her about First Ladies. We'll hear more about that straight ahead here on Morning Edition.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Sunny skies today, a high of 83. Right now with sunshine, it's 63 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. And the time is 6:44.
On this week's Wait, Wait, director Rian Johnson talks about his creative process when making the Star Wars movie The Last Jedi.
You know, because you're like, what would this look like if we tied a, you know, firecracker to this Jawa?
I'm Peter Sagal. It's a summer tentpole version of our news quiz with directors, costume designers, actors, and, of course, incredible visual effects. Join us for the news quiz. That's always an event. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is on the air tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on KPR.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep with a story of...
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. She's been called Mom-in-Chief, Mrs. President, even Lady Presidentress. Dr. Diana Carlin is the co-author of not one but two new books that explore the role of the nation's First Lady and how that role has changed over time. She recently spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre about two First Ladies of regional interest, Bess Truman and Mamie Dowd Eisenhower.
They were considered kind of throwbacks after Eleanor. Well, anybody would have been a throwback after Eleanor. There was no way. And Bess Truman knew that she could not compete. But Mamie was incredibly popular. She got a bad rap because people didn't realize this, but she had rheumatic fever as a child. In fact, one of her sisters died as a result of it. So she had a weakened heart and had very poor circulation. So she knew that was what people associated with the presidency. So Bess Truman saved the walls of the White House.
I bet you haven't heard anything that interesting this week. I know I haven't. Dr. Diana Carlin is the co-author of Remember the First Ladies, The Legacies of America's History-Making Women, and U.S. First Ladies, Making History and Leaving Legacies. The latter is the first textbook focusing exclusively on the role of America's First Lady. Diana Carlin is Professor Emeritus of Communication Studies at the University of Kansas and former Dean of the KU Graduate School and International Programs. You'll be able to hear a longer version of Dr. Carlin's conversation with Kay McIntyre this weekend. Catch KPR Presents on Sunday.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer.
Thanks for tuning in to KPR, where you are likely to find something interesting every day. We're glad to have you here on this Friday morning, July 5th. Sunny skies in Lawrence, 63 degrees here. Same thing in Topeka, sunny and 63. Kansas City, 65. Chanute, sunny and 65. And in Emporia, a sunny sky, 63 degrees. All of us should warm up to around 83 today. Clear tonight with a low of 63. And for tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 88 degrees on Saturday. Late Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday, a decent chance for showers and thunderstorms.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Quilters in G's Bend
and K25-8BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. We hope you had a safe and happy Independence Day celebration. It will be sunny on this fifth day of July, a high of 83. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 88. And right now in Lawrence, it's sunny and 63 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Good morning, President Biden.
This is NPR News in Washington.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Authorities say one person was killed, three others injured when violent storms tore through a state park in northwest Kansas. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says the storm blew through Lake Wilson State Park late Wednesday night, bringing high winds that toppled multiple campers. One man was killed in the storm, while three others were injured and required hospitalization. CBS News reports that the body of 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area. An autopsy is scheduled to determine his exact cause of death. Those injured in the storm were taken to Russell Regional Hospital. Their conditions remain unknown. Floodwaters filled up portions of the Kansas City Metro this week, requiring a number of water rescues. The Kansas City Fire Department made at least 11 of those rescues. KCTV reports that three people were swept into the water at a homeless camp located next to a tributary of the Blue River. Officials say numerous high-water vehicle rescues also took place Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Heavy rains may have been dangerous and damaging in the Kansas City area, but in southwest Kansas, the heavy rains were a welcome relief. Southwest Kansas has been known for its lengthy droughts as of late, but one town broke a long-standing record for precipitation during the month of June.
Dodge City's record for precipitation in June goes back to 1899, before broadcast radio was invented. Back then, the record was just over 11 inches, but the National Weather Service says Dodge City received over 12 inches of rain last month, which has helped relieve a drought-stricken area where agriculture rules. Meteorologist Ray Burgert says southwest Kansas was lucky to get unseasonably high rainfall amounts last month.
This definitely helps, and I think we will notice it as the new drought monitors come out, that this will alleviate some of the stress.
That rain has helped Kansas wheat crops, but the National Weather Service is predicting that the rest of the summer will be back to hot and dry. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Kansas voters have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary. As Sam Zeff reports, residents have a few options on how to vote.
The deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting starts. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot, which you can do on county election sites or the Secretary of State's website. In a YouTube interview with the Kansas African American Affairs Commission, Secretary of State Scott Schwab urged people to use drop boxes.
Don't mail your ballot. Treat it like cash. You wouldn't mail cash. Put it in the drop box.
The primary is August 6th. I'm Sam Zeff.
In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Royals 10-8 in Kansas City. Tonight, the Royals take on the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
7:19 on this Friday morning, July 5th. We hope you had a safe and enjoyable Independence Day. Later this morning on KPR One, Cordelia Brown will bring us some English folk tunes for choir and orchestra, plus Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Mozart's Hofner Symphony, and much more. That's the classics on KPR One following morning edition. Over on KPR Two, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, our radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
We'll have sunny skies today across eastern Kansas, a high of 83 degrees. Clear skies tonight with a low of 63. And tomorrow it should be sunny and hot, high of 88 on Saturday. Late Saturday night and Sunday morning, a pretty good chance for showers and storms. During the day Sunday, a 60% chance for rain and storms. Sunday night, an 80% chance. And on Monday, a 40% chance of rain. It's sunny and 63 at KU.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
It's NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. From Martha Washington to Dr. Jill Biden, the role of the nation's first lady has changed dramatically over time. And yet, it's a political role that's often been overlooked. two new books about the office of the First Lady aim to change everything.
First Lady is not elected. It's not a constitutional position. There is no legal authority. They get no salary. And until Rosalynn Carter, they did not even have an office space of their own.
Dr. Diana Carlin is the author of two books about First Ladies. We'll hear more from her, speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre, coming up at 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition. And you really don't want to miss it because it's pretty darn interesting. It's 7:30, time for the latest news on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has resigned, making way for Keir Starmer after the Labour Party's landslide elections. That's according to two senior Egyptian officials who spoke to NPR on condition of anonymity. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. A severe thunderstorm left one person dead and three others injured at a state park in northwest Kansas. Authorities say violent storms tore through Lake Wilson late Wednesday night and Thursday morning. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says high winds toppled multiple campers. CBS News reports that the body of 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area. Those injured in the storm were hospitalized at Russell Regional Hospital. Floodwaters filled up portions of the Kansas City metro area this week, requiring a number of water rescues. The Kansas City Fire Department reports at least 11 of those water rescues were performed by firefighters. KCTV reports that three people were swept into the water at a homeless camp located next to a tributary of the Blue River. Officials say numerous high water vehicle rescues also took place late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. A scientist at Kansas State University is using artificial intelligence to help in bee research. We get more from Celia Yopis Jepson.
Scientists don't know much about the vast majority of bee species. Fixing that is difficult because ecologists who gather bees in the field need help from taxonomists to identify them, and those specialists are in short supply. So, Professor Brian Spiesman at Kansas State University built the smartphone app Bee Machine. He and his collaborators are teaching it to distinguish really tricky-to-identify bees. This could speed international efforts to pin down trends in pollinator populations, and the public can contribute with the Bee Machine app by snapping photos of bees in local parks and gardens. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Kansas voters have less than 2 weeks now to register for the August primary. Residents will have a few options for how to cast a ballot. The registration deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting begins. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot. Of course, you can cast a ballot at the polls as well on the primary day, August 6th. In baseball, the Rays beat the Royals 10-8.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Serving you since 1952. Before that song was released by Elvis. This is Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, a look at First Ladies of the USA, and in just a moment we'll take a particularly closer look at regional First Ladies. We're talking Bess Truman and Mamie Eisenhower. Kay McIntyre talks with Diana Carlin, who's written not one but two books about the First Ladies. Stay with us.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got some English folk tunes for choir and orchestra later this morning on KPR One. Also, Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman and Mozart's Haffner Symphony. Cordelia Brown and the classics from 9 to noon today on KPR 1 right after Morning Edition. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m. Sunny skies in the forecast for today as we all warm up to around 83 degrees. It's sunny and 65 at Kansas Public Radio.
Hardly a week goes by when you can't see the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio playing somewhere in
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in. She's been called Mom-in-Chief, Mrs. President, even Lady Presidentress. Dr. Diana Carlin is the co-author of not one but two new books that explore the role of the nation's First Lady and how that role has been changing over time. She recently spoke to KPR's Kay McIntyre about two First Ladies of regional interest, Bess Truman and Mamie Dowd Eisenhower.
They were considered kind of throwbacks after Eleanor. Well, anybody would have been a throwback after Eleanor. There was no way. And Bess Truman knew that she could not compete. But Mamie was incredibly popular. She got a bad rap because people didn't realize this, but she had rheumatic fever as a child. In fact, one of her sisters died as a result of it. So she had a weakened heart and had very poor circulation. So if she stood a long time, her ankles would swell. And she also had Meniere's disease, which caused her to be off balance. So there were rumors about her that she was an alcoholic and that she would be stumbling around Washington, which caused her during the war to just stop doing all of her volunteer work because she couldn't have her husband injured by this. So Mamie would work from her bedroom for 3 hours every morning because she could preserve her strength, keep her legs calmed down from the night before. But she would bring her entire staff in, and she held all of her meetings because, once again, they didn't have an office. Everybody's using a closet or a dressing room or their bedrooms. And so Mamie was working every single morning. Every single letter she received, she answered. She was also one, she knew administration. Congress, which had never given anybody enough money to keep the thing going, which is why it was falling apart, wanted to do the cheapest thing, which was tear the whole thing down and build something new. Because to bolster it, to do what they had to do, to keep every little piece and label it and try to piece it back together like a jigsaw puzzle. And Bess just said, no way. And she used all of her contacts with the senators that she had from being a senator's wife. And she just said, look, if you tear this down, the American people will never forgive you. This is iconic. Maybe didn't use that word, but she knew that was what people associated with the presidency. So Bess Truman saved the walls of the White House.
Dr. Diana Carlin is the co-author of Remember the First Ladies, The Legacies of America's History Making Women. Also author of U.S. First Ladies, Making History and Leaving Legacies. The latter is the first textbook focusing exclusively on the role of the First Lady. Diana Carlin is Professor Emerita of Communication Studies at the University of Kansas and the former Dean of the KU Graduate School and International Programs. Now, you can hear a longer version of Dr. Carlin's conversation with Kay McIntyre this weekend. Tune in to KPR Presents on Sunday.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Is there another radio station talking about Mamie Eisenhower and Bess Truman this morning? Probably not. But you just heard about it here on Kansas Public Radio. If you appreciate this kind of programming, then reach out and make a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support. From the University of Kansas, this is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Good morning,
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Floodwaters filled up portions of the Kansas City Metro this week, requiring a number of water rescues. The Kansas City Fire Department made at least 11 of those water rescues, KCTV reports that three people were swept into the water at a homeless camp located next to a tributary of the Blue River. Officials say numerous high-water vehicle rescues also took place Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Authorities say one person was killed, three others injured, when violent thunderstorms tore through a state park in northwest Kansas. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says the storm blew through Lake Wilson State Park late Wednesday night, bringing high winds that toppled multiple campers. One man was killed in the storm, while three others were injured and required hospitalization. The body of 64-year-old Christopher Montoya of Holyrood was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area. An autopsy is scheduled to determine his exact cause of death. Those injured in that storm were taken to the Russell Regional Hospital. Their conditions remain unknown. Southwest Kansas has been known for its lengthy droughts as of late, but one town broke a long-standing record for precipitation during the month of June. Caitlin Moore has more.
Dodge City's record for precipitation in June goes back to 1899, before broadcast radio was invented. Back then, the record was just over 11 inches, but the National Weather Service says Dodge City received over 12 inches of rain last month, which has helped relieve a drought-stricken area where agriculture rules. Meteorologist Ray Burgert says Southwest Kansas was lucky to get unseasonably high rainfall amounts last month.
This definitely helps, and I think we will notice it as the new drought monitors come out, that this will alleviate some of the stress.
That rain has helped Kansas wheat crops, but the National Weather Service is predicting that the rest of the summer will be back to hot and dry. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A scientist at Kansas State University is now using artificial intelligence to help in bee research. We get more from Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Scientists don't know much about the vast majority of bee species. Fixing that is difficult because ecologists who gather bees in the field need help from taxonomists to identify them, and those specialists are in short supply. So, Professor Brian Spiesman at Kansas State University built the smartphone app Bee Machine. He and his collaborators are teaching it to distinguish really tricky-to-identify bees. This could speed international efforts to pin down trends in pollinator populations, and the public can contribute with the Bee Machine app by snapping photos of bees in local parks and gardens. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Royals 10-8 in Kansas City. Later tonight, the Royals will take on the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. We have sunny skies on the KU campus in Lawrence, 66 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio News. It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday morning, July 5th. From Martha Washington to Dr. Jill Biden, the role of the nation's first lady has changed dramatically over time. And yet it's also the political role that's been overlooked. Well, two new books are out about the office of First Lady, and they aim to change the perceptions we might have of First Ladies.
First Lady is not elected. It's not a constitutional position. There is no legal authority. They get no salary. And until Rosalynn Carter, they did not even have an office space of their own.
That's Dr. Diana Carlin, the author of not one but two books about First Ladies of the U.S. We will hear more about the First Ladies coming up at 8:45 this morning on Morning Edition. And this weekend on KPR Presents, Kay McIntyre will have a longer conversation with Diana Carlin. Tune in to KPR Presents on Sunday.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
In less than 10 minutes, we'll have an update of news headlines. Later this morning, some English folk tunes for choir and orchestra. A Mozart symphony and Wagner's overture to the Flying Dutchman. Cordelia Brown gets classical for us from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host. She'll have the news and keep an eye on the weather for you. That's All Things Considered from 3 to 7 on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of sustaining members who help meet annual programming needs. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Sunny skies, a high of 83 expected today. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, it is sunny and 68 degrees.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. One person was killed, three others injured when a violent thunderstorm rolled through a state park in northwest Kansas earlier this week. The Russell County Sheriff's Office says the storm blew through Lake Wilson State Park late Wednesday night, bringing high winds that toppled a number of RVs and campers. One man was killed in that storm. Three others were injured and required hospitalization. A 64-year-old man, Christopher Montoya of Holyrood, was discovered in the Hell Creek Park area. An autopsy is scheduled to determine his exact cause of death. Those injured in that storm were taken to Russell Regional Hospital, but their conditions remain unknown. Floodwaters filled up portions of Kansas City's metro area this week, requiring a number of water rescues. The KC Fire Department made at least 11 of those water rescues. KCTV reports three people were swept into the water at a homeless camp, which was located next to a tributary of the Blue River. Officials say numerous high-water vehicle rescues also took place late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Voters in Kansas have less than 2 weeks to register for the August primary. As Sam Zeff reports, residents will have a few options on how to cast their ballots.
The deadline is July 16th. The next day, advanced mail-in voting starts. Voters will have to apply for a mail-in ballot, which you can do on county election sites or the Secretary of State's website. In a YouTube interview with the Kansas African American Affairs Commission, Secretary of State Scott Schwab urged people to use drop boxes.
Don't mail your ballot. Treat it like cash. You wouldn't mail cash. Put it in the drop box.
The primary is August 6th. I'm Sam Zeff.
Does Kansas contain a quantity of rare earth minerals underground? Well, that's what the Kansas Geological Survey will try to find out when crews begin drilling boreholes in Lyon County. Scientists are searching for potential drilling sites right now, which could reveal new sources of rare earth minerals. The Geological Survey has partnered with a private company to start those drilling efforts. The private or independent oil and gas company is Mull Companies. They'll be drilling a well in Lyon County to evaluate whether subterranean layers of rock contain minerals which can be used for a variety of things, including electronics and other advanced technologies. In sports, the Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Royals 10-8 at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. Tonight, the Royals will be taking on the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. We'll have sunny skies today and a high of 83 degrees. Sunny and hot tomorrow, too, a high of 88. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition from
Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
We have something highly interesting for you coming up next here on KPR's Morning Edition. Now, if you were listening an hour ago, you may have heard it. Maybe you'd like to hear it again. In just a moment, KPR's Kay McIntyre will speak with Dr. Diana Carlin, who's the author of not one, but two books about First Ladies of the United States of America. And in this excerpt from a longer conversation that Kay McIntyre had with Diana Carlin, we will hear about Mamie Dowd Eisenhower and Bess Truman. And unless you are just really, really smart and know a lot about First Ladies, you have never heard these stories before. You'll hear them next on Morning Edition, so don't touch that dial.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, our radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of sustaining members who help meet annual programming needs. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
It'll be sunny all day long. We'll have a high of 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it is sunny and 69.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear from Big Kahuna and the Copa Cat Pack, the Forbidden Five, and the traveling Wilburys of Exotica Music, the Surfmen. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred.
This is Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. She's been called Mom-in-Chief, Mrs. President, and even Lady Presidentress. Dr. Diana Carlin is the co-author of not one but two new books that explore the role of the nation's First Lady and how that role has changed over time. She recently spoke to KPR's Kay McIntyre about two First Ladies of regional interest, Bess Truman and Mamie Dowd Eisenhower.
They were considered kind of throwbacks after Eleanor. Well, anybody would have been a throwback after Eleanor. There was no way. And Bess Truman knew that she could not compete. But Mamie we had from being a senator's wife. And she just said, look, if you tear this down, the American people will never forgive you. This is iconic. Maybe didn't use that word, but she knew that was what people associated with the presidency. So Bess Truman saved the walls of the White House.
Now that is interesting. And you heard it here on Kansas Public Radio. Dr. Diana Carlin, the author of Remember the First Ladies, The Legacies of America's History-Making Women. Diana Carlin also authored U.S. First Ladies, Making History and Leaving Legacies. She was speaking to KPR's Kay McIntyre. And you'll be able to hear a longer version of this conversation coming up this weekend. Join us for KPR Presents on Sunday. If interviews like that strike your fancy, inform you, perhaps put a smile on your face, consider supporting our efforts here at Kansas Public Radio. Most of our money comes from listeners like you and me, people who kick in a few dollars every month. Maybe you'd like to kick in that money automatically by becoming a KPR sustaining member. You can read all about it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our efforts. Most of our money comes from listeners like you and me. So to hear stories like that again, make a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Quilters in G's Bend, Alabama, turn textiles into art. It's a skill they've passed down through generations.
Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU, at KANU HD1, Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K25-8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Cordelia Brown is on deck. She won't be bringing you this kind of music, I'll tell you that. But here's what she does have in store for us. Some English folk tunes for choir and orchestra, Mozart's Hafner Symphony, and The Flying Dutchman. Richard Wagner's Overture to The Flying Dutchman, to be precise. Stick around for the classics here on KPR, your place to find NPR news and classical music. It's going to be sunny today and tomorrow. We'll warm up to around 83 degrees this afternoon. Tomorrow, a high of 88. Late Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday, a decent chance for showers and thunderstorms. It's sunny and 70 degrees at KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.